From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. At least three people are dead in a community south of San Francisco and dozens of others injured after a huge explosion apparently triggered by a natural gas leak. The blast created a crater and sparked a fire, destroying more than 50 homes. Bob Pellegrini told NBC's Today Show he was confused about what was happening at first.
All of a sudden, the house started vibrating, not shaking like an earthquake, but like vibrating. And we couldn't understand why. And then all of a sudden, we seen this big orange plume go up. And it had a thunderous sound to it when it was going off.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez says the death toll may rise because many homes have not yet been searched.
Hundreds were evacuated, but authorities had no way of knowing how many may have been caught in the fire. San Bruno Mayor Jim Ruane.
All I have to say is a terrible, terrible tragedy has fallen on our city. Our main concern as public officials here, making sure our citizens are safe.
Officials say the search for victims could last all day. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Bruno, California.
There's concern that gusty winds will drive flames from a wildfire burning in Colorado closer to homes in the city of Boulder. So 9,000 residents there have been warned to be prepared to evacuate on short notice. The blaze has already destroyed nearly 170 homes in the foothills. And Megan Verlee of Colorado Public Radio says weary fire crews are trying to keep the flames from spreading.
For local crews, like the one led by Gold Hill Fire Chief Chris Finn, it's been a matter of neighbors helping neighbors.
We saved each other. We helped each other, and that's kind of why we live up here in the mountains. This is why we live up where the pavement ends.
Thousands of mountain residents have been displaced from their homes. A few were allowed to return briefly Thursday, but had to evacuate again when the winds picked up. Officials say it could still be more than a week before the fire is fully under control. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.
The pastor of a small church in Florida says he's not planning now to burn copies of the Quran tomorrow, but the Reverend Terry Jones told ABC that's based on what he believes is a deal hashed out with a Muslim imam in Florida for halting construction of a mosque near Ground Zero in New York.
He gave us the proposal that they would move the mosque from the Ground Zero location.
But the imam with whom Jones has been speaking, Muhammad Musri, says he made no such pledge.
I told him I did not even speak with the imam in New York, so how can I guarantee you? He said, as long as we go out there, we meet, and an effort is made, even if it takes 10 years.
A federal judge in California has ruled the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy toward gays in the military is unconstitutional. The judge said the policy has a deleterious effect on the armed services. This is NPR News from Washington. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is asking insurance companies to stop blaming the new health law for premium increases. NPR's Julie Rovner reports Sebelius says benefits that take effect later this month will cost less than many insurers are claiming.
Insurance policies that begin or renew after September 23rd will have to cover more preventive services, adult children up to age 26, and won't be able to impose lifetime benefit limits, among other things. But even these new benefits shouldn't add more than about 2% to annual premiums, Secretary Sebelius wrote in a letter to the head of the leading health insurance trade group. And for most policyholders, the increases will be offset by savings in out-of-pocket costs. Instead, said Sebelius, many insurance companies are telling policyholders that the new benefits are responsible for premium hikes of 9% or more. She called on the industry to stop what she called, quote, misinformation and scare tactics about the new law. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints have opened the National Football League regular season with a 14-9 victory over the Minnesota Vikings. It was the same outcome as last year's overtime NFC Championship game, but Vikings quarterback Brett Favre insists that he was not thinking about getting even.
I'm more concerned about us, not who we played, redemption, revenge, any of those things. Because if we get better at the things that we made mistakes on the night, and I'm talking about me first, I think we can be pretty good again.
Favre was held to 171 yards passing. Saints quarterback Drew Brees passed for 237 yards and one touchdown. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support